Olympic cauldron burns for the duration of the games. And at every Olympics, it attracts visitors whether or not they have tickets to events. In Vancouver, the giant steel and glass cauldron sits on the ground and is next to the International Broadcast Center. For security reasons and to protect it from vandals, organizers installed a chain-link fence some 50 meters away. But that made it hard for visitors to get good photographs, and the complaints did not go unnoticed. A large portion of the fence has been moved closer to the cauldron, and an eye-level gap was created about 20 centimeters tall, so viewers can now take unobstructed photos and videos, and they are taking advantage of it in huge numbers. Visitor Rob McGregor told VOA it has made a big difference.
People want to come down and enjoy it, the scenery and everything else, and it's a good memento to take home with you, and you want to have it as authentic as possible. So I think what they've done and the measures they've taken are really good.
Another vantage point for public viewing of the Olympic cauldron has also been added. It's on the rooftop of an empty one-story building on the opposite side of the broadcast center. One of the volunteers explains how you make your way to the roof. The line to get to the rooftop vantage point snakes its way next to the harbor. Ryan Virch said he and his wife were glad they waited in line.
Well, I think it's fine. From what I can see, you have a good view of the cauldron. Obviously, you can't be climbing all over it. So, yeah, the view from the rooftop is great. You get a good look at it. You get your good photo opportunity.
On the first day the rooftop was open, cauldron viewers had some long waits. Nancy Kahn, visiting from Halifax in eastern Canada, said she waited in line 45 minutes.
It's really worthwhile. I would have really have liked to have been able to get closer to it. I don't agree with the fence being up, but you got to take what you get, I guess.
Organizers hope the rest of the visitors to these Winter Games will now go home with good memories of the Olympic cauldron. Park Brewer, VOA News in Vancouver.